are back. Of course, you are listening to Davin's Den. We just took our last break of the evening. On the break, you were listening to Otis Gibson and the Rockhounds, right?
Yes, that's right.
That's off their album, cool. Bar Songs.
Yes, that last track that we were listening to, is it true?
All these stories were true. unfortunately.
Yes, that was true. But Chris Marksbury, the official photographer of Davin's Den, was playing lead guitar on that last track.
Nice.
Yeah. You know what? I'm sure if he was playing his little heart out, Joe would have an opinion on it.
That goes back to something earlier, Dan.
sure, yeah. Joe would be happy to voice it.
Something I'll be getting yelled at on the trip home about.
So we just... the last portion of the show, we just did the Father's Day Worst Dads Countdown. Very spirited. Pip Helix and I actually tied an amount of stories on the board.
Yeah.
I won on having
a technicality.
A technicality. But, I'm going to have to... You know, I really need the world to step up their awfulness so that we don't have these close margin of errors.
You know, no, actually, we need more... awful dads to choose from so that we don't come in with the same stories because there's so clearly the winner of awfulness.
Well, now yes. I have my marching orders.
Yes, yes. Oh, no.
I can do it.
Honey, hide the kid.
I believe in me.
Oh, God.
Joe just saw some of my parenting. He was impressed.
Yeah. There's a lot of Davin in his daughter.
That sounds terrible after the stories.
Well, I don't mean it that way. I don't.
What the hell's wrong with you?
In context, that's awful.
A lot of Davin's traits.
Oh, shit.
His daughter.
Yeah.
Please clarify.
Sorry. I didn't mean to sound like that. That's creepy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's right.
There's no place for that on this show.
No more breaks for you guys.
Yeah.
I was going to take Joe to Cracker Barrel, but now that's out.
Yeah, I know. We've tainted everything that we ever loved on this show. That's our mission.
Should we do some Scam Busters?
Yes.
Scam Busters, of course, is brought to you by Surf Easy. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and privacy. To learn more, go to SurfEasy.com. SurfEasy.com.
If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters! If it's something weird and she looks real good, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters!
So I'm afraid of no scams.
Creating those scams. You seen I love you running through your head. Who you gonna call? Scam Busters.
Who? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? All right, we'll do a couple of scam bustery things tonight. All right. So Juliana Avalos, as fans of the show know, she was the original plaintiff versus Match.com. She was the model behind the face of my original scammer, who's Belinda Sue, which was originally Agnes, which is how we found out about Juliana Avalos. And, of course, we did research and...
found that she's the face of a lot of scammers.
Well, there's that, of course, and there's been, you know, her boyfriends admitted that they've taken money from Nigerian scammers, and, of course, we found a direct link between Avalos and a Nigerian who appears to be a scammer.
Yeah.
So we've had quite the interest in Ms. Avalos. Her lawyer, Evan Spencer, not a big fan.
Of the show.
No, yeah. Or me.
I can't say that Evan is in the chat right now. No, I cannot say that. No.
Everybody else says, why not him? So this was very interesting. Avalos, a few days ago, opened up a new Facebook page.
Really?
Juliana Facebook fake profiles.
Oh.
So she's a page where people can post all the fake Juliana profiles on Facebook.
To warn people.
And report them. But we've seen her make videos before.
Yeah.
It's just like a kind of weird thing when you know what we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's playing both sides of the fence.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah.
She also just put out more of the stuff like she took some stills when a website, The Young Turks, was reporting on her in November with the Match.com lawsuit when she was on that. But she's not part of the lawsuit anymore.
Yeah.
So, and we've seen her plead, you know, I'm an innocent victim, but we've also had some evidence, a lot of evidence which I've brought to the air,
mm-hmm.
and some evidence which I haven't brought to the air.
Yeah, well, she did those videos with her weird little baby girl voice. You know, there are all these people who use my picture, and they're scammers, and I just want to tell you all that I don't do that, and it's bad, and, you know, why don't you all, like, buy some of my overpriced banana bread, because my husband and I, oh, my boyfriend, I mean, we have so many things.
I'm going to shoot myself if you don't stop.
Keep going.
Then you won't have to listen to me tinkle. Then you'll be a lonely man. You'll miss my tinkling prowess.
We have bounce houses for friends.
Christ, I'm going to play her song just to make this
stop. Look, it's going to be a double suicide, all right?
Okay. I'll cease the hostilities. Please continue.
We're going to Cracker Barrel.
And I'm going to make you both go to the men's room at the same time.
Nice. All right. Here's some disturbing things about this Facebook page. Group that she just started over the weekend. She's added the people to the group. Everybody in the group she's added. So we have 49 at the last time I checked.
All men?
There might be a girl or two.
Okay. Mm.
Most of her fans are men.
Yeah, you don't say.
Yeah, most of them are men. And they are completely, blissfully unaware that she has her boyfriend, Craig. And she has two children, not one. But that's okay. Why do research? Do research when you're going to be in love with an image?
When you're going to be Mr. Love.
Exactly. Mr. Love. So she added the people to the group. One of the people she added was one of her Facebook followers, because you can have friends and you can have followers.
Mm-hmm.
This follower lives in Ghana.
You don't say.
Now, I did not see any direct ties by the Ghanaian to scammers, but his friends list was hidden. Now, other people that follow her have commented on other things that she's posted, like on her personal page, like other followers, mm-hmm. and they were scammers. So now we know it's not just her friends that she's paying attention to, but her followers as well, because this guy's not a follower. This is one of her. This guy's not a friend. This is one of her followers. So you think, well, maybe they're not as close, but she added him to a group of 49, a Ghanaian. Why does she know Nigerians and Ghanaians when you're out against these people?
Right.
It's disturbing.
You're racist.
Definitely. Just not as much as you.
Okay.
All right. She also added an anti-scammer who goes by the name of James Supless. Hold on a second. I'm just looking for something. See if I can find it.
James Suckles?
Supless. Now, I'm giving his name because it's not his real name. This is just what he goes by online. In the past, he posed as a woman who was talking to me on Facebook when they were doing all the stuff with Nigerian scammers he had off Facebook, and then he got deleted as that female profile.
Okay.
This is all legend. I believe it's this person. I've been led to believe by other people who have told me. And I was telling about Avalos and everything. Now, the interesting thing about Mr. Supless is he, along with Bernard Vance, or as fans of the Den know him.
No, isn't this a clever disguise?
Whiny the Pooh. was very vocal against us when we initially came forth with the evidence of Miss Avalos dealing with scammers, trying to discredit us for being comics, and audiences do that on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that is the most damning phrase that you can lob at someone if you hate them.
I agree. Mm. I agree. And, of course, now this Whiny the Pooh, we came down on him because he was linked to racist statements, mm-hmm. and he likes to tell scammers, I'm going to put a bullet in your head, but you're really not, because you're not getting your ass on a plane, but it's fun to pretend. He likes to be a faux tough guy.
Yes.
And he likes to have victims, fresh victims, scam bait, which I am completely against, because they're not ready for that type of interaction with scammers.
Yeah.
But these two, Supless and Vance, went running to Avalos when we were coming out with all of our evidence.
Oh, yeah.
They were running. Could not get there fast enough.
To warn her of the demon Davin's Den.
And then when we started getting noticed in the papers, originally the Miami paper,
mm-hmm.
and then later the Times and the Post in New York, they got quiet. Once it went, they had nothing to say.
Oh, you have some cred? Yeah.
So, but it, now Supless is also known for having been a victim of identity theft himself.
Oh, okay.
He is. He knows a method to get scammers deleted that most of us do not have. For instance, on Facebook, if your identity's been stolen, say somebody wants to be a Pip Helix for something, mm-hmm. something.
How dare they?
You could actually contact Facebook and say, "Hey, this person's impersonating me."
Oh.
And they give you like a code for your phone, and you can get them deleted.
No way.
So he was doing this with scammers.
Okay.
He was getting scammers deleted. Now, one of the reasons why I'm not a big fan of getting scammers deleted, and I've talked about this before, mm-hmm. but I'll reiterate it, is, first of all, they pop right up like dandelions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they keep coming back. Second of all, there might be anti-scammers who are doing recon on them, who are engaging them, scam baiting them, getting intel, learning about them, learning about the bigger syndicate,
right.
and can really disrupt them. Plus, there's also victims that, unless you warn them,
yeah.
scammers just going to come back with a new profile. Oh, yeah, Facebook error, whatever it is.
Mm. So now whatever they had figured out for themselves is a wash because now it's like start all over again.
Well, it's not even that. The scammer could just go, oh, it was a Facebook error, and they've never been warned, and they just, you know, the victim yeah. doesn't know the better. So I'm not really big for deleting, but that's what this guy does. And he allegedly got in trouble with an anti-scam group. Because I guess the scammers, this is all legend. I don't know. This is a hearsay. So I'm not saying it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying it possibly happened. That a scammer's got, like, pissed off at him. And reported what he was doing.
Ah!
So he shut down a group that he was actively doing this in.
Oh.
So, the scammers aren't stupid. I know, like, people like to think they are.
Yeah, turnaround is fair play, you know.
So he's now actively helping Avalos in getting the fake Avalos profiles deleted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He actually bragged, ooh, just reported and deleted in 3 minutes. Bravo me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
Yeah, well, the other problem with those people that are pro wiping other people off of Facebook is because some of them, as you had pointed out in the past, Davin, are not diligent about doing their homework, and so they would be... Any little task. I mean, one of our faithful listeners, Dunross, was called a scammer by people.
I get called a scammer every couple of weeks.
I know, you know. So it's like, you know, it's like a witch hunt. You know,
there was a chat that just happened this week between me mm-hmm. and somebody accusing me. I actually posted in all the anti-scam groups, and they really enjoyed it. So at some point, when we're done with what the story we're doing now, I might bring it to the air because they enjoyed it so much.
Ah.
I was like, well, this isn't going to make the cut, but they enjoyed it so much, me dealing with somebody who was accusing me of being a scammer.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think the point is it's just kind of interesting to see what Avalos is doing now.
Yeah.
It's like you're not even part of the lawsuit. You're still posting that stuff. You're still playing the victim. We've heard whispers and been sent evidence that a little bit more is going on than what meets the eye. You know. And the interesting thing is her boyfriend runs the other websites because there's the fan sites for Avalos.
Yeah.
He hasn't posted a link to this fake profile page.
Interesting.
He hasn't posted it on his private page, and he posts on his private page stuff that they do, videos with the kids and everything. And it's funny because Avalos will not post videos of him and will not post videos of the other son, just the one son that everybody knows she has from the pictures. It's very interesting to watch them try to maintain this illusion that all these guys buy into. And, you know, and they dote all over, you know, oh, you're so wonderful, you're such a sweet girl.
Yeah.
And it's, like, hard for me not to to post some of the stuff. I mean, I was just doing some research from 2003 from what she was up to, the shenanigans she was up to, and what he was up to. It's not a pretty sight, but whatever.
You know, I was just doing a quick look through my friends on Facebook, mm-hmm. and I once had friended her just to do a little surveillance. She dumped me.
Did she?
She dumped me, man. Oh, yeah, she's not in my friends anymore. I guess she finally smartened up since I put my employer as Davin's Den.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Well, it's been there the whole time, and she was friends with me forever, and that's it was my employer.
Well, she's very aware of me.
Yeah.
We've emailed back and forth.
Mm-hmm, I know that.
Yeah. And she wanted to come on the show, but the lawyer wouldn't let her.
I know, that would have been hilarious. It's too bad. Oh.
I would have loved to have given her a chance. I still would. She still can.
Yeah, the invite's still out there.
Listen, she'll give a chance to speak. Everybody gets a chance to talk. It's mm-hmm. fine, but she ain't going to come on. All right, so let's move on, shall we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Up until last week, we'd been doing a lot of stuff with the Ann Jackson. A lot of the Ann Jackson stuff involved banking and the rules of banking and fraud and everything. And
various fees that people who were trying to recoup their money would have to pay
right.
to banks.
So I decided to contact... somebody, a very high-up person that deals with this in one of the biggest banks of the United States, and shot him some questions,
mm-hmm.
and he answered them. So here's the interview. He couldn't come on the air. but these are this is what he said. I'm not going to say the bank. He asked me not to say the bank.
Sure.
You know, he had to run it past his people. We never got that far. But anyway, it's fine. He answered a ton of questions. So this is his job title. He's a VP, senior investigator in the cyber investigative response team. So, again, senior investigator in the cyber investigation response team in one of the biggest banks in the United States.
Wow. I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah. So this is like strictly informative stuff. You know, I like to put this stuff out there. The next week we'll get to Ann Jackson and look at these reload scams again. But I felt there's not enough information out there for people that we should do this.
Yeah, it's great.
All right. So I asked him what are the things that he's responsible for, some of his job responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
He handles policy violations, fraud, and data leakage incidents involving loss of data, and more specifically, PII, personal identifiable information, which could be used for fraudulent transaction and or identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
This guy we want to talk to.
Yes.
I asked him what financial institutions are doing to stay ahead of the hackers, and he told me everything. Let me tell you all the trade secrets, and you can broadcast it. Yeah. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, really? No.
Very general, but you know, it's what you would expect. Utilizing every security mechanism available to stop, block known threats, and constantly chasing new ones. Hackers, he said hackers and fraudsters don't let up, which we know. They're always a step ahead. And it's funny, when we talk about our sponsor, SurfEasy, we say bank-grade encryption, because apparently the banks are pretty much doing the best you can
to stay on top of it.
And the banks get hacked, and, you know, listen, it happens.
Yeah.
The Pentagon gets hacked. Everybody gets hacked. When I hit the stage, the audience gets hacked. I said, what would be red flags to your bank that fraudulent activity might be happening in a customer's account? Now, I have this bank as one of the holders of my credit card, and I know they'll call me on occasion when something looks suspicious to them. Like, also, oh, well, you can't pump gas here. Well, what's going on? Why is it being refused? And then I get an email, and I got a call, and figure, oh, no, it's fine. I really did drive that far in that day.
Yeah, no, I've actually had calls like that they try to tell you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. I do, too.
It's aggravating at the time, but, oh, thanks for helping me, stupid.
Well, my credit card, I tried to use my credit card to pay my Easy Pass, and it got declined. I called up the bank.
Well, that could have been from Easy Pass. Enough of these shenanigans.
Oh, yeah.
But I called the bank, and the bank said, well, we issued you a new card a couple of weeks ago. I didn't know there was a problem. But they said, yeah, there was some, looks like something was compromised. So we issued a lot of people a bunch of new cards.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Mm.
All right. So I asked him, what are some red flags? He goes, it's an industry thing called Know Your Customer. It's called KYC, Know Your Customer. What they do is they look for anomalies in spending patterns, locations of transactions, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if something appears out of the ordinary, that's why they might call us. So for me, it's like, okay, you filled up in New York, and then you filled up in Michigan. Who would do that? It's stupid.
A comic.
Comics on the road.
Exactly.
Oh, it's like, don't you have the special holographic image on that card that says comic when you look at it certain directions so they know?
Yeah, or like if most of your charge is like a couple $100s and then say you have like something for $1,800 all of a sudden, that might alert them as that type of thing.
Well,
and, you know, you're thankful they have that.
No, I told you that before we bought our very expensive luxurious bed, which is like a big expenditure out of the ordinary for me, I called my card, the bank, and told them I were going to buy this so that they wouldn't like think, oh, wow, that's really out of the spending pattern.
Right.
I asked them if somebody was defrauded, what department would they contact at the bank? Now, I know when I'm doing this for a lot of folks, a lot of the stuff is common sense.
Right.
I understand that. But keep in mind that a lot of the people that we're dealing with and some of the people that we're talking to, they get wrapped up in the scam.
Mm-hmm.
They fall in love. They start to trust, and common sense goes out the window.
Yes.
So I'm not trying to insult anybody's intelligence with this. I'm not trying to treat you simplistically. I do that in other ways. I'm just not doing that now. I will insult your intelligence, just not right now.
Later.
Stick around.
It's coming.
Sure. I'll tinkle. Joe will give play-by-play. You'll love it. So again, what would somebody who was defrauded, what department would they contact? He said, all banks should have contact numbers on their website to report fraud or identity theft. Now, this goes back to Ann Jackson. You know, she's got money allegedly being transferred from place to place.
Mm-hmm.
And she's never getting the right people. But if you go on a legitimate website, not a phony website, you will get to the right people. Like, oh, no, there's no money in this bank account. This is not... You're being lied to.
And I brought that up a couple of times when we were doing a story.
Sure.
Well, she bothered to call. Did she verify?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I asked him, what do we do if a customer comes to you and says their identity's been stolen? It's too late. Your identity's been stolen. You know it's been stolen.
Right.
He would recommend they purchase some identity and credit protection. They would close all their accounts and open new ones.
Mm-hmm.
Put alerts or other added security on those accounts. And he said, now, this is the cool thing about their bank. I'm assuming all banks are like this, but I don't know. If the breach is caused by the bank, which it sounds like Joe just experienced, the bank would supply identity credit monitoring for 1 year. Did they do this for you?
You know what? I didn't have a chance to read the letter. Because this was yesterday, and we traveled yesterday. And,
oh, right.
And, you know,
you had to say obscene things to Siri. You couldn't concentrate.
How are her melons, by the way?
Oh, you had to see what I asked her today. But anyway.
You animal.
Was it good for you?
Yeah.
Siri, was it good for you?
But
Siri had a smoke afterwards.
Yeah. But on a serious note, now what happened was I have a Target card. I don't know if anybody has a Target card. They got compromised last year.
Yep.
And we got a thing where they were going to have that protection thing, I think, for free for a year on the Target cards.
Nice.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I asked if somebody's defrauded out of money via a money transfer, because we talked a lot about these money transfers, what can the bank do to recover the victim's funds?
Mm-hmm.
So you've transferred money out of your account through the bank, not Western Union, through the bank. So what can they do to recover the victim's funds? He said if it's reported in 48 hours, there's a chance of recovery due to clearing time. If too much time passes, the funds will likely be moved through multiple banks and lost.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to, like, hit yourself in the head and go, wait a second,
wow,
this doesn't seem right.
You know, that doesn't really sound like enough time for people who are part of this scamming. Because if they, you know, I'm sorry, but if they drank the Kool-Aid and they're already at the point where they are wiring somebody money,
yeah,
48 hours is not enough time for them to experience the buyer's remorse that they need.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
But if the money's going through multiple banks, you know, it makes it rough. I asked if the banks work in concert with the legal authorities to try and recover funds for fraud victims. He says it depends on the scope of the fraud and likelihood of identifying the fraudster. He said, you know, most of the incidents originate out of uncooperative or lawless countries, so it really makes it tough for them to do what we'd like them to do. I asked if our domestic banks work well with the banks abroad to recover stolen funds. And again, he goes, it depends on time and country. He goes, some institutions are very abroad, are very reputable, cooperative, while others stonewall. So it's really like a crapshoot.
Now, she's been, Ann Jackson has been dealing with all these banks that apparently are very proactive and want fees to get the money.
Yeah.
This gentleman just admitted that, you know, not so much. You know, it depends.
I asked him about fees. He really couldn't come up with a conclusive answer. He's like, you know what? And he gave me some websites to refer to, which I'll pass on to the folks, because it really depends on the bank, depends on the country. It depends on so many things. It's not like a universal thing.
Right.
Now, with you saying that, the way the scammers are with Ann Jackson, these seem to think the scammers are presenting as a cut and dry thing. Am I correct to assume that?
Well, they present it to her. Like,
right.
I
that's
guess
what,
theoretically, it could be.
Good or bad. Actually bad. They're presenting it to
but
her
even
like
our
it's a cut and dry thing.
But even our expert is not saying definitively, no, that can't happen.
Mm.
He's not even going on the record with that.
Right.
So you can understand the vagueness of it
right.
all, which is a problem for the anti-scam groups and people like us who try to educate the people, because we can't go, no, absolutely not. We're doing more of a sniff test.
Where the bank, the legit banks are going, well,
yeah.
maybe.
Well, I have to add something because there's an interesting development in the chat room.
They're all naked again.
No, you know what? They're dancing around. There's whipped cream. I don't want to talk about that. What I do want to talk about.
I do.
Yeah, really. You're gonna pass that up? Really?
Is that just another day in the den pen for you?
Yeah, Tom's the ringleader as usual.
Well, sure.
Lisa, don't. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about it. But.
Okay.
Dan, our musical accompaniment for this evening, also works
like
in
background music in the den.
Yeah.
No, he works in the banking industry.
Oh, okay. Well, that was fortunate.
And so, yes, this is very fortunate, and the timing is great, because he says the problem is that when anyone reports a problem, banks are required to send the FBI a uniform suspicious transaction report. The FBI gets about a million of these a day. No way are they going to be able to keep this up.
Which is the frustration that we've talked about, where, you know, a lot of people feel like nobody's listening. The FBI really doesn't respond.
Right.
Because they're overwhelmed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So anyway, where was I? I asked them, what countries is there a better chance of cooperation for an American bank? What chance, if your funds you think are in a country, what chance is there a better chance of our bank cooperating with their bank? He says he's seen success, and again, Dan can talk to this too. If Dan wants to call in 845-986, 8804. Type it in. 845-986-8804. If he wants to come on the air, he can do that too. If he wants to add to that, that's fine. I asked, what countries is there a better chance of cooperation for an American bank? He said he's seen success and recoveries from European banks. And he's also seen difficulties getting responses or recovery from Southeast Asian banks.
Mm.
But he said it's been a while since he's been involved with those efforts. I said, does he know of any successes with his particular bank recovering funds from West Africa, Malaysia, or Russia? And I ask why, because a lot of these scams originate in those parts of the world, and the money eventually gets funneled there. So I asked specifically about those three regions, and he couldn't remember any offhand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
Snowman's land.
I didn't say it was going to be good news for you folks. I just said I was, you know.
No, but that, you know, that's really a harsh reality. And Sharu was saying, I wish more people could hear this.
Well, they can.
Just
tell them.
They can download. The word,
please. It's not like I'm trying to hide this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, shh, it's just
it looks
secret.
Like we are, but
if you go by all the results, you would think we are. But
we're trying to be very open about this.
Sure.
My sexuality I try to hide, but this I want to share with the world.
I know. That's why.
My tinkling, I try to keep on the down low, but other people broadcast it from the rooftops. The hills are alive with piss.
The hills are alive with the sound of urine.
Oh! Okay.
You're ruining a serious bit. Well, you're right, Shrew. We're trying to get more people to listen. So if you want more people to listen, email tim.sabian, S-A-B-E-A-N, at SiriusXM, SIRUS.XM. No, SiriusXM, no dot, .com. Put it in there. Yeah. You know his email.
Yeah. I write to him every day. We're pals now.
No, but we're trying to get this out. We have talks. I'm supposed to call somebody after the show because they forgot what time we go on.
It's just SiriusXM.com.
Yeah, SiriusXM. Anyway, so I go on. So without the identity of who the real fraudster is, and not the made-up name, because we always get these made-up names, like Brown Cotton and everything. It is virtually impossible to track them down and recover funds. That's what I ask him.
Yeah.
In most cases, yeah. That's why you got to get the real names. That's why the beauty of our Belinda thing, when she started off as Agnes Arete, she actually migrated to the real name.
Yeah.
So if I had, up until this point, given her money, theoretically, I would have a better chance of getting, because I know who she is and I got her address at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, she's in Ghana. So it could be really tough.
Yeah. I mean, like you're saying that these are countries that are not really cooperating with the United States or with the banking industry.
They are making arrests.
They're trying. Mean,
they, you know, I'm seeing more and more of these things happening in Nigeria and Ghana where they're busting scammers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, that's why really, if you're a victim of this thing, a lot of time you're going to get results, and most times you're not. But I have seen people where they do a lot of the research themselves.
Yes.
And they bring... It's like you have to connect all the dots. You have to do their job for the authorities, and then sometimes they'll take on the case.
Yeah.
But you really have to find out who it is yourself, because they're not going to. That's just the reality.
Well, because they're overwhelmed, and they figure, well, if we have most of the pieces in place, let's do this, and maybe we can get some results.
Sure.
Right.
So I ask if the only way to recover stolen funds if the person is caught and they still have it, because that's what we've heard. Well, they have to have the money.
Right.
You know, oh, we caught...
Well, it's true.
We caught him with that... We caught her with that bag of money she was walking down when she got hit by the car.
Truck,
But that's what we've been led to be told, right?
Yes.
This is what he said. He said the banks generally take the hit.
Oh.
He said, this is where the KYC, which I mentioned earlier, comes in and should have protected the client if the proper checks were in place and the procedures were followed. That's funny you mentioned the procedures, because Ann Jackson, oh, they're always screwing up.
Well... Dan actually just said common sense left the banking industry after Jimmy Stewart lived his wonderful life. And he just said that before you said that. So he goes, but let's talk about naked bank tellers. Okay, we know where you're at, Dan, but we're not done with this topic yet.
Yeah, he goes, as you can imagine, the banking industry takes the losses in the billions. Billions.
He says trillions.
All right, throw in your own unions. I don't unions.
Yeah,
it says a lot.
Yeah,
but that's kind of good news for the victim. That's kind of good news because we've been all led to believe, well, if the Ghanaian or the Nigerian or whatever it is, if they don't have the money on them, the money's gone. At least this way, if it's out of your bank account, your legitimate bank account, the bank, if you have the proper protections, is going to take that hit for you.
Wow.
So that is a bit of good news.
I never thought that I would say this, but I'm actually having a pang of feeling bad for the banks at this moment. Why would
Don't worry, they'll screw you out of a mortgage. You're fine.
No, they already have. But I'm just saying that why would... It's not a good thing. I mean, because why would the bank necessarily have to take the hit if you were the one who was duped? Like, you did this.
Because
you handed over your money.
Yeah,
you
were supposed
I know.
To watch the money.
And I'm not, believe me, I'm not on the bank side very often, but I'm just saying, you know... You dropped the baby.
But it's good news for the victims, and there's not a lot of good news for these.
No, stars. There's not.
And this is important for people to understand because, you know, we always thought, well, they have to have the money, the scammers, the criminals, but apparently not.
Right.
So I go, if by chance this does happen, how are the funds returned to the victim? What's the process?
Mm-hmm.
So this is it. This gets a little technical. The originating bank where the client's funds were held will make their account whole. They will also work to recover the funds from the contrabanks to minimize their loss. Even with recovery, ACH wire fees are lost. So if you have to pay, like, then there's always wiring fees, apparently. That's lost. You're not getting that back.
Yeah.
He goes, sometimes recovery may only be partial to the funds being split upon multiple wires. I don't really understand that.
Say that again, please.
Sometimes recovery may only be partial. Like, you don't get everything due to the funds being split between multiple wires. I should have asked him to clarify. But Dan's in the chat, so maybe Dan can explain that.
Yeah, maybe he can understand that.
So I'll go on, and then we'll come back to it if Dan has an answer.
Okay.
So I say, listen, I go, some people are victims of what they call an advance fee scam. One of these scams is called a money laundering tax or fee to act as a preventive against money laundering. I ask, because remember, we've heard a lot about this with Ann Jackson. I've seen this in other cases. I go, have you ever heard of a bank charging such a fee?
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. But, I mean, this is an expert.
Right.
That's what we suspected.
Now, we're talking about banks in the States, European Union, mm-hmm. maybe some Asian banks. Where it gets vague is the banks that they're talking about that Ann Jackson's dealing with are not those banks.
Mm. Well, no, she's had Australian banks.
She has?
Yeah, yeah. That was one of the banks in Australia, so you would think they'd be a little easier, more receptive.
They would be.
Well, of course, if this wasn't all bullshit. I mean, she's dealing with bullshit, unfortunately.
Well, with that being said, then yeah, that is that's
there
that's
never
bullshit.
Was an Australian bank in the play.
No,
I'm guessing.
But if there
not.
Was, they would be. You know, we have good relations with Australia.
Yeah, I ask if he knows of any fees to cover money laundering and wire transfers. And again, he says there's likely always going to be fees on wire transfers. I said, what are the dangers of having somebody you have never met handle your banking for you? Again, this would seem obvious to a lot of people.
Yeah,
but a lot of scam victims. You know, they have lapses in good judgment. Let's be honest with it.
Right.
He goes, you'd likely be providing them with every bit of information they would need to for identity theft and fraud. Your name, your address, your date of birth, social security number, account numbers, routing numbers, etc. Now, keep in mind, we've seen all this stuff posted on scam pages on Facebook in the open.
They sell it.
We've seen all this stuff out there.
Yeah.
I ask, what do you think of the fact that banks like your bank and other banks – have customers who have their stolen credit card and banking information on open pages on Facebook, and Facebook refuses to take these pages down.
Whew.
He goes, he thinks it sucks, but his bank, like most of the big banks, have vendors that scour the web for them and report such incidents to us so that they can take the bank can take the action to ensure the accounts are safe and the info is taken down. So they're trying.
Wow. Dan mentioned that when he left his previous bank, I don't want to name it.
That's fine.
They were rebating customers $3 million a month.
It was a big bank?
Yeah.
Big bank in the States?
Very big bank in the States. And he said, think about that. Banks are able to rebate millions per month. Do you have millions per month to rebate?
Well, that's because they're charging us fees for not having enough money in the account.
Right. Now, we had a discussion on how proactive the banks are on this, and I was going to bring up the fact, you know, I hope they are proactive enough of the simple fact, whether it's millions or billions, as Dan says, that's a lot of money.
No, it wasn't millions. It was billions or trillions.
Billions or trillions.
Billions or trillions.
Okay. Billions or trillions. So you better believe that the banks are doing everything they can.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't a feel-good moment for them.
No.
They're
no.
losing a lot
yeah.
of money on this.
So I ask him straight-eye, go, can the banks pressure Facebook to take these down?
Yeah.
Because we haven't been able to.
Right.
He says he sends takedown notices to web pages often. If they are unresponsive, then they may involve legal counsel if the threat warrants it. I asked him, has it ever gotten so bad where you actually had to take legal action or get something removed? He goes, usually once a bank's legal department gets involved, it is resolved quickly as no one wants to spend money on unnecessary litigation. With that said, sometimes a court order may be required, which ends up costing the banks for court and legal fees. Now, this is very interesting because the scammers always say that the victim has to pay for the court and the legal fees. And here the bank is saying, we're going to pay for the court and legal fees.
Wow.
So that's very important.
Very.
When you're getting these, if you're thinking you're going to fall for, you're not thinking, it's never going to happen to me. If you happen to be in the situation where you start talking to a reload scammer, and I'm talking to one now and I'm scamming him back, and they're not happy with me at all. But this is important. This is actually a very important episode. Not for my tinkling prowess, but you know.
No, actually that was the most important bit, but this is interesting too.
Yes. Are you calling my penis a bit? I don't understand.
No, I wasn't talking about that bit.
Okay. So I go on. I go, Facebook refuses to take them down, saying it does not violate their community policies. I go, meanwhile, the information remains online. The media will not report this. I've tried reporting it. Soldier friend of mine, veteran, anti-scammer, came up with a bunch of these pages that he sent to various media outlets.
Yeah.
It's all right here. They never got back to him.
I don't know why they're not interested in this. This is a trillion-dollar industry.
What, it's very easy. You watch the news. Like, I was watching Fox 5 News. That's the local Fox affiliate this morning. Mm-hmm. They don't put their own website on there, underneath. Like, they'll have the reporter's name and above it. It'll be a Facebook site. Go to our Facebook site. All these stations, all these enterprises, all these newspapers, they push the Facebook. It's not in their best interest to expose Facebook.
Right.
That's why you get a lot of feel-good, happy Mark Zuckerberg stories.
Yeah.
They don't want to touch this.
No. They don't want Facebook to be culpable
in
any way for this nightmare.
So, anyway. So I go, so I ask him, so I say the information stays online. I go, and the media will not report this. Is it time, I ask him, for the banks to step in and pressure Facebook to protect their customers?
Because you
would think they have a lot more power than we do. And then he goes, because I then sent him a bunch of the sites.
Okay.
Where the open banking information is.
I sent him,
go here, check this out. He writes back to me, he goes, I actually saw a member of his bank's card listed on the first page I sent him, which he reported to Facebook.
Uh-huh.
He goes, unfortunately, we use outside vendors to scan social media for information posts with client corporate information or which may be derogatory and harmful to the reputation of the bank. I ask him if the banks can pressure. I ask him if he can pressure them to take him down. Again, he says he sends notices, but he goes, they're unresponsive. They will involve legal counsel.
Lisa says she said it before. What's in it for Facebook?
Well, here's the interesting thing. I followed up with him today because I was talking to him last week.
Mm-hmm.
That he reported it.
Yeah,
hasn't been taken down yet. So even when the bank is reporting, hey, this is one of our customers.
Yes.
Facebook's not taking it down.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't violate their community practices.
Wow, that's pretty.
So that's
they should push Facebook to rewrite their practices.
Yes. Wouldn't that seem the most logical thing?
A grassroots
that's what I'm
push.
Going for.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I always say, listen, we're not going to make it happen. The corporations, the sponsors of Facebook have to say, we're not advertising with you unless you clean this mess up.
Yeah.
I always tell people, I go, pressure the people that advertise with Facebook.
And you want to know something? Yeah, because the thing with Facebook, well, we're a multi-billion-dollar company. We have lawyers. Well, you know what? We're a bank, a big one, too. So do we.
We got the government's money. We're flush with it.
Yeah. So you're not scaring us.
Oh, don't say flush.
Yeah. No. You're not scaring us, only really? And, you know, and
yeah.
You should really make a push for it.
Now, we all get these emails, these banking emails and everything. This is what he advised you do. You get these emails. He goes, he advises any victim to Google the subject line of any email that is suspect. Do not click on any attachments or links. It's very important because if you click on one of those links, you might be opening the door for that person to take over your computer, steal your information.
Yeah.
So don't click on any of that. He goes, they're the old poorly worded 419 scams. We talk about the Nigerian scams that are easy to pick out. He says you wonder how people could be fooled. We do, but they are. But I got to remember, a lot of them are worded so badly because the scammers are phishing.
Yes.
Because if somebody's actually going to believe it, Because most people aren't going to believe it. But if somebody's going to believe this horribly written, ludicrous thing,
yes,
somebody's going to respond to this and seems interested, this is the person the scammer wants to talk to.
Oh, absolutely. I've actually seen some things. Besides people just being in a hurry and not being like grammar Nazis and, you know, they let the typos fly where they may. I've seen some things on Facebook and I'm like, you just posted that for the whole public to read? Like, you look illiterate. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, name and no names, but sometimes it's a little scary.
I have a family member that does that.
You know, and so you think, I do, too. And I wonder about her not college degree, but high school diploma.
Yeah.
But the thing is that, you know, if you have people that are like that, they're not really going to be read into, oh, look, there's typos and there are things that don't make sense or things that sound like it's a non-English speaker writing to me. They're not going to pick up on those little clues of people who are more, just more proficient at reading and grammar and such and syntax and whatever. They're not going to pick it up.
He advises, if you're not sure about one of these emails, you go to the website of the financial institution in question. So say it's a, well, we'll say Chase Bank because I've had so much fun with them. Say it's Chase Bank. I'm not saying they're part of this, but if you get something from Chase, oh, wow, blah, blah, blah. This looks too good to be true.
Yeah.
If you're not sure, you contact that institution.
Right.
Now, that's funny because this is the whole thing that we were having a problem with Ann Jackson about.
Yeah.
If you're not sure, well, I don't, well, if you're not sure, well, so-and-so, so, and you're guiding people through the anti-scam,
yeah.
And you don't have the common sense to go to their website. They're a big bank. Fine, they have a website. You go to the website and you find the information and a contact for whatever you have a question on.
Like the interviewee said, all the banks have a website with the fraud, you know, department as an easy link. Who are the contacts to go to? Do your homework.
Yeah. And for the, you know, and to, in the beginning, I was kind of like, well, how serious are the banks after this anti-scamming stuff? And they, for trillions and billions of dollars a year, when they say, we're very proactive, you know they are.
Yeah.
You know, they don't, they're not looking to sleep at night. I mean, thinking they're doing a good thing. They're losing a lot of money.
All right. Finally, and then we'll go on to the scamming the scammer stuff.
Yes.
He gives me a website. It's a wikipedia.org thing. It's an automated clearinghouse website. Basically, there's a lot of technical information that you can go find out about various fees from the banks and everything. I'm going to put the website on the Davin's Den Facebook page. I'll probably get to it tomorrow. But you definitely might want to check that out and educate yourself. But, yeah, I thought there was a lot of good stuff in there. And I advise people that are listening to pass this part of the show around, well, all the show around, but, you know, pass this around to people because this is some good stuff.
Yeah, it is. It really good.
Yeah. So I thought that was worth taking a break from Miss Jackson, if you will.
Yeah, well, it was worth because it actually correlates to the Jackson story.
Well, yes, Joe.
And,
I'm aware of that.
Well, I understand, but I'm for the listeners, all right? And
see, he doesn't think you're intelligent.
And also, it's, you know, to keep everything noted when we do the Jackson story, I'm assuming we'll do it next week.
Yeah, get back to it next week.
You know, so that all this information that
unless Avalos just makes me pay attention to her again.
Yeah, right. But all this information this gentleman had will be very well into play when we do the story next week.
Should we get back to my girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Always and forever.
All right, when we last left my girlfriend Belinda in Ghana, I had revealed I was working for the FBI. I had revealed that there were some issues with her cousin's website. I said, listen, come clean. I said, these people are going to pay me, though, so if you could just help me work together, I can get the money to either come to Ghana or fly you and your daughter to me. But then I didn't hear from her for several days. And then when we last listened, a lot of people were not happy with Belinda, feeling maybe it was not Belinda anymore. Maybe it was somebody else playing the part of my gal.
Yeah, I wondered about that. Or, seemed like you got passed over to a different writer.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah.
Or perhaps, as Joe, I think, brought up, maybe they had enough of these shenanigans. Maybe I was getting ready to get dumped. So that's where we are.
Yeah.
So nobody was happy with Belinda. I mean, our audience is falling in love with Belinda at times for her sassiness.
I wouldn't go with falling in love.
Well, as much as you can love a scammer. All right, so shall we resume?
Mm. Yeah.
March 30th, 2013. Dateline. I go, hello, sweetheart. She goes. She asks me how I'm doing. I go, I'm tired, but okay. I ask her how she is. She goes, she's okay. She just wanted to see how I was doing and also how did work go. Yesterday, I must have had a gig or something. We were getting ready to write. That's right.
Oh, that's right. So that's code for we're about to do the show.
Or maybe not. I don't remember. I go, it was okay, I guess. I go, another night, another near brawl. Apparently, I was doing a string of rough shows I was having.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She asked me what happened. I go, a guy was being a jerk to the comic on before me. He was some big biker type. It got ugly, and they almost came to blows.
I was just going to say biker comedy night. I can't believe that.
I go, this type of thing is happening more and more. I might get my gun out of the safety deposit box just to be safe. Now let's backtrack. We haven't had my gun play in many months.
No, Elvis, I miss you shooting at the TV.
Yes, you know, I did. I clung to my gun.
Yes,
and I was a little sloppy with it. I would shoot my flat screen.
Yeah,
and then because I was
and you glance over at the flat screen to see if it's still okay.
Yes,
hilarious.
And then because I was having such problems with my behavior, I locked it away in the safety deposit box.
Now, let me ask you a question. How do you bring your gun into the bank to put it in the safety deposit box without them thinking you're robbing the place?
Well, it's an open carry bank.
Okay.
In Texas?
Yeah, my bank in Texas, Joe. Yeah.
Okay.
Then they funnel it to Malaysia. It works out fine.
Yeah.
I go, this type of thing is happening more and more. I might get my gun out of the safety deposit box just to be safe. What'd you do yesterday? I know you said...
Well, I got my gun out of the safe deposit box.
I said, I know you had a bunch of things to do. She goes, I had to do some general cleaning because Rita, that's her roommate, is not around. Just wanted to keep the room and other places clean. She goes, don't be in a hurry to get the gun. That's why the police are there. Let them do their job. It's funny how a scammer would be so concerned with the police doing their job.
Yeah, really?
I go, you're hired! I hate cleaning.
Oh, my God.
I'll send for you right away. And then I wrote right, W-R-I-T-E. Really? I'll send for you right away. Just need you in a bikini and to bring your duster. I go, police are not at these shows, babe. Very often we're on our own protection. This is true, by the way. Mm. Civilization is breaking down. At least in the USA it is. It is. And then it's funny. Cause
this is like your Facebook post today.
And then it's funny. A year plus later, there's another shooting.
Yeah.
That's quite prophetic. I go, at least in the USA it is. I corrected my right away. Good. I go, you do not like that I have a gun, do you? She goes, it's good to have a gun, but when things get messy, you might be tempted to use it, and it might bring you a whole lot of trouble. I go, trouble seems to find me when I least expect it. After all, you walked into my life, and you're my favorite type of trouble. Winky smiling. Don't cry. She goes, I guess, but you've registered the gun, and you're allowed to use it. I go, you know a lot about American gun laws. Apparently she
Anthony?
Knows two of me. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anthony's been your scammer this whole time.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that work against him dating her. But we'll move on.
Oh, my God.
What?
Wow.
What? I didn't say what? I said
No. Not going there.
I go, it's registered in the state of New York. However, I would need more licenses for other states. I go, it's tedious. I'm channeling my inner Cumia. Because these are arguments that Anthony and I used to have on the show. I go, what you say is right, but my job is getting more and more dangerous, and my tolerance for jerks and nonsense is getting less. I have developed a temper.
No! Wait a minute. Fake Devin always had a temper.
Men have died. She goes, well, in your line of job, having a temper is not a very ideal thing to have, considering the things you do on stage. Everybody's a critic. She goes, I think you have to work to lose this temper, because it won't be of any help when things get messy. A man doesn't always have to face people head on, but a real man walks away from temptation when faced with that.
And stop being too Jewish.
What?
I'm not Jewish. Oh, well.
No, Fake Devin isn't Jewish.
All right, let's stop right here. Are we back to original Belinda? What do you guys think?
I'm not ready to choose yet.
Not ready to choose? Choose you, Belinda.
But this week, this person...
This is the next day.
All right, the next day.
This week, it's like the next day after your...
Sorry, it's the sequence of events.
No.
So let's go with that, the next day. This person you're talking to today seems to know a lot more backstory than the person you spoke to yesterday.
Yeah. I would think so, yeah.
You getting that feeling?
A little bit.
All right.
A little bit.
Lisa says, fake Davin needs Valium. Yes, he does.
You wouldn't like fake Davin on
fake
Valium.
Fake Davin has issues. Holy
yes,
smokes.
He does.
Yeah, he's fascinating.
Yeah, he has a whole bag of them.
Quite the catch, aren't I?
Oh, God.
She goes, but when you face the people and you have a gun, you'll be tempted to use it, and it might bring you trouble.
Well.
This is my girl. She's talking reason. I go, that did not answer my question. She goes, I don't think you less of a man. I go, I would never do anything unless I was provoked. I usually do show restraint. You've made me mad at times, but more often than not, I use restraint with my language with you, no matter how hurt or upset I am.
True.
Well, of course. How are you going to shoot her?
No, well, but I don't fire off. Like, when I'm pissed off at her, I don't curse her out. Like a lot of people who get scammed, too, when they catch them in lies, they lose their marbles. They start cursing at them, blah, blah, blah.
No, you get extra heavy-duty, like, annoying and badgering and
talking
nagging.
Talking to my wife again?
Yes, yes, I was. However, you
nagging. Wow.
Nagging, badgering,
but,
yes.
Yeah, no.
You're not going to like some of my other characters we got in future stories.
Oh, dear God. No, I probably won't. But the thing is, oh, my God, Trucker Tom says, fake Davin needs a joint and a trip to the meatpacking district.
Listen, fake Davin is a recovering alcoholic. Enough with the drugs, and I'm in porn. I have my outlets and vices.
Fake Davin has so many issues. But the thing is, but you're not cruel to her. Because how else are you supposed to, like, drag her along? I mean, you can't be screaming at her.
Yeah. She goes, just be careful is all I'm saying. I go, well, that's good to know. Hun, I should be careful. You're right. However, I don't have much to live for, and I'm kind of flying 150 more miles per hour these days, like a Walmart trucker on a turnpike. Whereas what?
You did not say that.
No, I didn't. Nobody heard that.
That hadn't happened yet.
Well, it didn't happen yet. Yeah.
No, I didn't say that. No, but I said I'm flying 150 miles per hour these days, whereas once I was fueled by booze and women, I am now fueled by passion, pain, and frustration.
Mm.
She goes, a minute.
Just kind of pause there.
I go, where are you going? She goes, looking for a book for Kasha. That's her daughter. Then she goes, I'm back. I go, yay! my beautiful Belinda is back.
Oh, my God.
She laughs.
Oh.
It was more than that. It was an LOL, I'll have you know. I go, why are you laughing? She goes, she just wasn't expecting that. I go, why? What were you expecting? She goes, continuing the conversation, I guess. I go, oh, sorry. I was just thinking about you while you were away, and my thought drifted of our conversation to other things. She goes, that's okay. I go, so would you like to continue that conversation or start another? She goes, tell me how it went yesterday, Baron the brawl that nearly happened at the comedy gig.
Oh, I see.
For me, it went better than the night before. They liked me and nobody attacked me. Apparently, the bouncers...
Good night. Good night at the office. Sure. That's what you're looking for. That's what the goal is.
No physical violence? It's a win.
The way little the clubs have been, yeah.
Don't see me. He's denying. I go, apparently the bouncers and me giving the guy a look of I'm crazier than you kept him in his place. Your English is very good. What level of school did you complete? I ask her. She goes, couldn't complete high school. I go, why? She goes, financial constraints. I go, why are so much more intelligent, thoughtful, and well-spoken? I go, why are you so much more intelligent, thoughtful, and well-spoken than many of the other Africans I speak with? Then I go, but school is free. Only the extra lessons are more. She goes, here school is not free. You have to pay the thing. I guess you were talking about the States. I go, no, I meant in Ghana. The teachers are government workers, correct? So how is it you are so much more engaging and intelligent than many of the other Africans I spoke with, including Ghanaians?
Hmm.
She goes, correct, but the government only pays subsidy for the student, but that's even not enough. I go, that's terrible. An educated society is a productive society, but still, why are you so different?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, don't really know. I guess that's just me.
Because she was raised in England, don't you remember?
Well, she said that's not true.
I know.
She came clean. I go, well, yes, it is you. I write with you for hours and talk with you about anything. I want one of our conversations like we normally have on here, on a vid chat. Yes, you are beautiful, but it is your mind that made me fall in love. You are not like most of your continent's brethren. And I go, on a vid chat, you are so shy and quiet.
Mm.
I go, I want to look into your eyes when you tell me what you think. I want to see your facial expressions. I want you to talk to me on here like you. I want you to talk to me on there like you do here.
Yes.
So now, because we've noticed the difference that when I've gotten her on the phone and the video chat, a lot more giggly, a lot more quiet.
Yeah.
Not this forthcoming, intelligent, quote-unquote woman.
Not, she doesn't have the sass that she has with you when she's just typing back and forth with you. And she is, like, giggly and waiting for instructions, perhaps?
Now, again, we saw it yesterday with the waitresses. People do get smitten. We saw it with Joe. He couldn't concentrate as I tinkled.
Everybody falls for you and your soft hands.
Absolutely. Then I ask, you there?
So bizarre.
She goes, I'm here. I guess I get shy when I look at you. I go, why? She goes, don't really know. I guess that's just my nature. I go, are you uncomfortable with me? She goes, I'm comfortable with you. I go, were you shy with your other boyfriends? She says, yeah. I go, were you shy with your husband? She says, no. I go, can I do something to make you less shy with me? She goes, I have to see you more often. I go, I understand, but we've been talking for almost 10 months. Think about this. We've been going on for 10 months.
Yeah.
10 months, I think. I go, we have typed some pretty honest, revealing, and crazy things. She goes, yeah, and that's what made us this close. True. I guess I yearn for more with you. She goes, same here. She goes, don't have enough airtime. We'll go off pretty soon. I go, what more do you wish from me? She goes, don't really know. I'll ask somebody. I go, how can we get closer? She goes, I guess the vid chat will really help.
Okay.
So now she's pushing for the vid chat for it to be a forthcoming vid chat.
Yeah.
I go, I hope so, babe. Babe, I love you. She goes, love you too. But what do you think will get us closer? She goes, the vid chat will help. I go, the vid chat will help. Sharing our thoughts. For me personally, being part of your Facebook family. But if that happens, it will be on your schedule. Remember, I've been pushing to get to the real Facebook page, not my isolated Siberia Facebook where I'm the only person there.
Yeah, right. The real Facebook page where she's interacting with people that she actually knows in real life and her family members and everything.
Yeah.
Did you hear a Styx song playing in your head just a little while ago while he was saying all that babe stuff?
Babe, I love you.
Babe, I'm leaving.
Babe, I love you.
I'm logging off tonight. But I'll reboot in the morn.
Where's Johnny Race? He can sing lead.
I wish I knew it was you, babe.
So I say, if it happens, it'll be on your schedule. She goes, okay, that's true. But I have to go before it goes off. See you later. I go, what is true? She goes, vid chat and family. I go, yes. I get the feeling you have a reason for not including me on the main Facebook pages, but you have not told me. She goes, there isn't any. We'll add you very soon.
Mm-hmm. Stop.
Hesitate and listen. Joe is back with the brand new edition. Something. curry, baby. Too cold.
Very soon? Why very soon? How about now?
How about now? Just a couple clicks.
What's very soon?
You're right. It's Facebook. It's easy to do.
Yeah.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
That's the fishy part. Very soon?
It's almost like she's not being completely forthright, isn't it, Joe? It's almost like everything isn't what it appears at times.
You're the one that's telling me you're in love.
I am.
I am annoyed that she won't add you to the Facebook page.
I'm annoyed, too.
Yeah, and she's just sort of like, oh, I'll get to that.
She'll do it, but not now.
Not now. What?
We're in love.
This is a big bone of contention for me, as you guys can tell. I've been bringing it up in every conversation.
You said big bone.
Yeah, I did. And what did you call it? Nagging? Is that what you said?
Yes, I did.
When you're in love with somebody and you care about with somebody, you'll do anything for them.
Absolutely.
At least add them on Facebook.
Yeah, really.
It's like the easiest thing you can do.
Sure.
It's like what?
Everybody knows it's not real love unless you're Facebook friends.
What are you hiding?
So I said, yeah.
I just got that.
Anyway. Take your time. And you take it. It's like dominoes up in this bitch tonight.
I know. We both wake up and look at each other. Joe and I are a little slow on the uptake tonight.
Really got surreptitious comedy working for me tonight.
Well, it's getting late. I mean, don't forget, we had too late now. We got tonight. It's getting late. Last night it was late.
We're up past our bedtime, huh, Joe?
I've been up since 3:30. Anyway.
What was that?
Sleep was lost.
Yes.
Sleep was lost.
Snores were ruined.
Insomnia was had.
Exactly. You said insomnia.
Insomnia.
For a second I heard, like, insodomy was had. Thought we were doing some of our earlier stories.
That's a previous segment.
Yeah.
Sodomy was had.
Delicious.
I don't know what you're up doing when you have, insomnia.
While you're sleeping, I'm sodomizing.
I'm cleaning my oven.
I'll spread that fissure. I continue. I go, I get the feeling you have a reason for not including me in the main Facebook page, but you have not told me. She goes, there isn't any. We'll add you very soon. That's for just. I go, okay, doll. I go, if I do not speak with you, have a very happy Easter. I go, I believe in us. She goes, I believe in us, too. Take care. Bye. All right. Lay it on me. We had a lot of A lot of people not happy with the old Belinda last week. Ain't feeling any better?
No, the chat is saying you got a different writer this time.
Different writer than who?
Than whoever we were talking to
yesterday. Do I have my girl back?
Yes, you do. The day before you did not, in my opinion.
Maybe it was her vacation day.
Maybe.
Well, then don't log on and talk to me. It's already been 5 days. Don't give me an imposter.
Well, maybe the other person didn't have nothing to do that day. You know, maybe it was slow in the scamming end, so they figured out what the hell taught them.
Everybody takes a whack. Let me see this guy you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, let me take a shot. What harm can I do? He's a nut.
Yeah, they really weren't.
They have no idea.
This is a regular person, because last week they really weren't on
It's
on
not
the
last week. Well, last week,
I'm sorry,
I know, but
dude.
I just want to make it's yesterday. I talked to her on the 29th and the 30th.
The day before, it seems like the person you were speaking with the day before really wasn't on the backstory as much as the person you were speaking with today. You got your regularly scheduled person today. The video chat is a big thing. The Facebook thing is a very big thing.
Well, the Facebook thing's a big thing, and she's pushing for the video chat, and she's saying how it's going to get us. Because I've told her the expectations I have, what I want. So they're either going to have to coach her up, or it's going to be for reals.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what?
And it's hard to coach up for me.
Oh, it is, because there is no script with you.
No.
You are off script every fucking time.
Yeah, I'm a scammer nightmare.
You are. But, you know, in the chat they're saying, you know, we think that you're back to your original person. And Lisa says that. And Trucker Tom says, Davin had a substitute scammer.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
I agree.
Tone was
but it's
all
funny
off.
That we can pick that up.
Well,
you see a substitute scam, there's no scam. You're going to all watch a film strip.
Scammer's just about, I'm not the regular. I don't have to do it.
We're watch
this is the lesson plan. I'll follow along. Go by the numbers.
We're going to watch a film strip.
I'm sitting there throwing airplanes across the continent.
The scammer's just sitting at the desk. Playing on their iPhone and doing nothing.
You're not my real fake girlfriend.
Yeah. Just kick it back. All right, well, you know, let's watch a film strip.
So do we no longer feel I'm about to get dumped? Do we agree with that?
No. There's some stuff going on here.
Now, the whole thing with the Facebook thing, and I think the answer is yes. I'm going to ask it anyway. Did she drag her feet on this before you mentioned the whole FBI thing?
I'm trying to remember.
Because if you mentioned the FBI
thing. I think
I
mentioned it a while ago, but I hadn't really brought it up in quite some time.
All right, because if you're starting to bring it up again, who the hell wants you on your regular Facebook if she thinks that you're in conjunction with the FBI?
But she's got nothing to hide.
Supposedly.
Exactly.
She's lying.
No. No.
Lying.
Well, sure is.
You say things like they're not always what they...
Liar.
Pants on fire, Joe?
Yes, exactly.
Like a baby.
Yes.
Saru says that she's going to text you for another vid chat and you won't be able to do it again.
No. See, Saru's late to the game.
Saru,
I've had video chats with her.
Yeah.
I've had real video chats. People have eaten dog food over this.
Yes.
People were punished. I've gotten three different scammers on video chat.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So this is real.
Yeah.
And Saru is again a little late to this. There was actually a point not too long ago where it was her daughter's birthday where she wanted to video chat with me and I couldn't do it. She was ready to go. So, I don't think we're really doing bluffing with the vid chat. This is real at this point as far as the video chat.
Yeah, that's absolutely real. It's just what's going on now in the relationship versus how could she possibly be coached, enough
for
this next video chat?
Well, I mean, the thing is that they still feel very confident that they can feed her lines.
Yeah.
While they don't know that I know that every time we've been together, lines have been fed. Phone calls, video chats, we've had stuff.
Yes.
They don't know that I know that.
Yeah.
But I would think they would drag their feet more on the video chat than
they're not.
On the Facebook.
I know.
It just seems weird.
Why is Facebook
You might have brought it up, Joe. Maybe I know too much. Or you know what? Maybe she does like me, but I'm going to screw up other things for the syndicate. If I get to...
Or maybe they told her that you are not to have him on your Facebook page.
He's too dangerous. They might not want me to... They might not want her to talk to me anymore. We've talked about that, too. With the FBI, last time, we thought maybe that's why we got a substitute. They had to bring in somebody with more experience, but less experience with me.
Yeah.
Right. that would take the question, you know, that would take the questions and softball them.
That could stand up to my interrogation.
Instead of take the because basically they're running on ignorance. They don't know the backstory. You're asking questions.
Another great slogan for the show.
You're running on ignorance.
When they're not on auto suck, they're running on ignorance.
That's great. So true.
There's a lot of shows like that on the air, though. I don't know how we differentiate. No.
We admit it.
I think this whole network's dedicated to that.
Yes.
But if, you know, like if somebody puts you in a situation where you don't know the backstory, how the hell are you going to screw up and tell the truth if you don't know what it is?
Well, the part of it is
true.
You know? But a lot of this stuff is so by the book, so scripted, because they do have scripts.
Yeah.
Right. They think, oh, I could just step right into this. What's one day? What harm could I do?
Yeah, and that person backpedaled their way out of that. No, can't deal with this one.
But from where they're sitting, if that's what happened, if what we're saying happens, like, whew, pulled it off.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
You know, they don't. I have not given any indication
that you were aware of any change in tone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Lisa's figuring that the promise of a bigger payday is what is luring them to continue dealing with you.
Well, remember, right now I'm broke, and the only way I'm going to get money is by working with the FBI.
Yeah.
Quite the conundrum they're in.
And Dan is losing focus, and he thinks that there should be naked Dav and Den video chat.
Who said there isn't?
No. Yeah, no.
Who said there isn't, Dan? I never said there isn't, just because I don't let you people watch it. Maybe Melinda and I are much closer than I've let on. It's only a show.
You've been spending a lot of time with your computer and just your computer.
It's a long-distance load.
Wow.
Long-distance dedication goes all the way to Ghana. Thank God! I needed a break!
Oh, there they are!
I was just going to say,
hiya, buddies.
There's a sock for that.
Sock. I'm a one-cock type of sock! Whip your own side of the drawer!
My favorite time when our pals show up. Hi, boys!
They were here earlier, Joe. You just weren't yet.
Yeah, they were here.
Pip was talking to it and everything.
We had a little conversation.
I'm sure I was the butt of it, yes.
He said butt.
All right, so we think we're back on track with Belinda.
Yeah, you know, but I'm still really confused, like Joe said, about how come the video chat seems to be the thing they're leaning towards, but they won't put you on the friggin' Facebook page. Because you know what? Wait, I just answered my own question in my own head, but I will share with you.
Thanks for telling us how the process works. We're really revealing everything tonight.
No, keep it inside, and we're going to telepathically think.
Hold on a second.
She suggested that earlier, Joe.
Yes, that's true.
See?
Hey, get me out of her mouth! Hey, that's a big mouth. It's a job for me.
Well, you don't learn. I didn't take it another sip.
Sorry, Joe. Once in a while, will be funny.
Yeah.
There's plenty of other radio shows that aren't.
Yeah. Oh, slop towel. As we all learned last night, I need you right on my chest.
We attacked those things. There was avocados on them titties.
Slop towel just said, yum, 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 yum. And it wasn't the avocado.
We're going to need a bigger towel.
Get that beach towel out of here. Don't have that big, damn it.
If there was a beach towel, it would talk like David Lee Roth. I'm the beach towel.
Bows the slop. Did it slop. Did it slop.
I'm always on the sunny side of the beach.
I can't get no detergent. Spill it on me.
That's why I'm the beach towel. Hot chicks, suntan lotion, and Budweiser spilled all over me. Bowdy, bowdy, bop, titty bop.
Titty bop, titty bop.
Titty bop.
Titty bop.
That's what I thought his name was. Oh, my God. Lisa wants to know, is that sock available for Android phones? It's an app. It's a sock.
What?
Is a sock available for Android phones?
I don't get it. You get it, Joe?
If we
it's a sock app.
A sock app.
A sock app.
Yeah. An app for the sock, but no, it would not be.
Oh, like Siri?
I guess.
We could probably develop one.
Oh, my God.
I know peoples. We could do that. We won't, but we could.
That's pretty scary.
Actually, I can't, but people I know could. No, you're a dumbass.
And he talked to his hand.
Well, I've been told to talk to the handle many a time.
Yes. Trucker Tom says something. Well, flashback to January 2nd, almost then. Davin did say he was going to be contacting someone while in that hotel room.
What?
What is he talking about?
Oh, I know. I know what he...
Man knows the show better than us.
I know. The really archivist.
Well, you know, because there's always things in the work. I did have my equipment with me in case phone calls had to be made. Joe's been with me before when the equipment travels.
Oh, wait. There was I think he's talking back about
when Tom and I did the show together.
Okay.
I had all my equipment with me because I knew phone calls might be made.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Right,
so
right, right.
I come prepared for road trips because we don't like when they call the house. Some members of the household frown upon that.
Some female members of the house.
They call the
some
hotel
adult female members.
Who the hell is it?
Where is fake Davin? It's only 5 a.m.
I'm not fake Davin. I'm real.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Real to them.
To them.
Well, I think we got Belinda back on course.
I think so.
I think we could definitely see a difference between the writers.
Definitely yeah. Difference between the and we want to see where the Facebook, him getting on the real
oh,
Facebook.
Oh, it's driving me nuts.
Well, you'll have to tune in next week.
Go nuts.
Yeah, or go nuts. Mm-hmm. And next week we'll do some Ann Jackson stuff. I'm going to try to write a bitter on Twitter. Try to get that done.
Okay.
Maybe play a little gamey game. Should we thank some people and get the heck out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm sleepy.
Yeah, we can tell, Joe. You've been fading.
Lisa even said, wakey, wakey, Joe.
Yeah. Who did?
Lisa.
Wakey, wakey. Oh, I guess it's going to be just me tonight. I guess I'll entertain myself.
I'm going to just lie in the drawer all by myself.
Oh, you poor little sock. You poor little sock.
He loves Siri more than me.
It's only a minor distraction. He'll be back to you.
I can't believe how fun it is to ask Siri disgusting things.
It is hilarious. I don't know if I was overtired last night, but you were killing me. Killing me with that stupid
thought crossed my
app.
Mind.
You think of that every day.
A mature adult.
Well, adult.
I'm just really glad you haven't decided on...
If mature
like a...
means by the category you'd been in a porn site, then sure, you're a mature adult, Joe.
I'm just glad you haven't found a burial site for me yet. That's the only thing keeping me alive.
It's going to take a large lot. Yeah. Going to need a bigger backyard. Yeah.
We're going to need a bigger...
backyard.
Bose did plot. Did he plot? On the beach towel.
I just killed somebody. Somebody.
I think I take that as a confession when you get caught, you creep. All right, let's thank some people and get the heck out of here, shall we?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, Success Martial Arts, great for learning karate and self-defense, perfect together as a family or by yourself. I want to relate this story. What's so funny?
It's so silly, but Trucker Tom says, not tonight, Joe. I'm feeling a little stiff, said the chisok.
Ah. Said the chisok. And somebody's going to read, they go, what the fuck?
What the fuck? Yes, the rabbi is going to read this.
little yarmulke. Hey, remember that girl that we used to see when we used to hit those mics in the city? She had like a sock and put a yarmulke on it.
No.
Yeah.
Your dream girl.
And I,
Joe is mesmerized.
And now we know why.
When we used to go to... When
what? She can be funny. I know you're not expecting it, but it happens.
I know. I have bursts.
So
do I.
I've said it before, but we would do this show, him and I, and we would go and see, and it would be the woman with the socks. And I'm like, the first couple, I'm like, what the hell is this?
Right.
And then I started getting into the backstory, and every time we would go, now I'm looking forward to getting it because I want to see what's going on with the socks this week.
Oh, your stories.
Yeah.
Well, if you ask me, it's the same thing every night.
Stop. But, socks.
Shut
but,
up. 15 seconds of fun. Yeah. There I am, a frustrated sock, thinking about all the feet I could have been on. But, oh, sorry, Joe. Finish your thoughts about the puppet show.
But she would like have like different character puppets with the socks and stuff like
no
that.
No talent. No.
But wait, was
nobody likes a bitter sock. If you don't like it, get out of the business. All right.
I could have been on Off-Broadway.
No,
you could have been a pink sock.
Don't be the bitter sock. Don't be the bitter sock.
I suck myself down to the middle.
Every time the bitter sock comes in the club, and he goes, oh, Christ, here he is. You know, don't be the bitter sock.
There he is. Another sock doing a guitar solo while I'm being all socky on him.
You could have been a pink sock. Be happy what you are.
80% chance of homosexuality.
Rainbows.
Somebody left the reds in with the whites. Now I don't know who I am or what I am. I'm so confused. I need a sock change.
Don't worry. You'll be stuck with something and it'll all come back.
Oh. Oh, boy.
You know your job now. Remember your job. Nectar. Remember your job.
Sweet nectar.
Yeah.
Tom says, I could have been a contender.
I could have been a cum-tender.
Cum-tender.
By the way, Pip
is the cum-tender.
Pip gets into the car yesterday. She goes, it smells like chlorine in here. I go, yeah, I just came.
Oh, my God. I just got in the car.
This is a very interesting thing we're having right now. Because usually,
is it?
Yeah. Because usually I'm usually the one that's tired and delirious right about now, which I am. But because we had to do the thing last night, end of the show tonight, we're all in the same
we're
boat right now. This
so
is like delirious
punchy.
Fucking rambling.
I saw none of this in the script.
Man, I got cut out this week.
Slap towel. I'll be back to you next week.
Yeah, slap towel will get much time tonight.
Yeah.
I worked last night. Look at the tits I had to cover.
Yeah,
yes, he was very busy.
I had to work tonight since I was eating my dinner on the way up.
You know what? We still have some food vendors to thank. Yes. Sometime I've been making
Success
an impression. Yeah, I know.
Success Martial Arts. Damn it. They deserve a good plug.
They do.
So they're great for if you want to learn in a class environment or private lessons.
A classy environment.
Yeah, they are classy. They just had a black belt graduation, which is always very cool.
Right on.
You want to go to smacenters.com, smacenters.com. Call them up 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716. They are in Goshen, New York, in Orange County. Definitely want to go there. Speaking of food vendors, listen, we talk about them every week. Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. It's just really good Italian food. You want to go there. It's got cool decor. They got the upstairs party room. You can have private events there. They can cater for you at your place or have it there. You really want the food is so fresh. It's cooked all on premises. So you go to Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey. You call them up at 973-925-1100. And, of course, you can always go to francescos-restaurant.com. And ask them about their next comedy.
Such
night.
Good food.
It is.
When I went to see your comedy night there, and they fed me like a queen at my own little private table, I was in heaven.
It's my favorite night of the year.
You got a lot of work out there.
It's like it's New Year's Eve.
Slop towel.
I look like the aftermath of a Friday the 13th video. There was red all over me.
Jackson Pollock's got nothing on slop towel.
I look like a 12-year-old first time.
Oh, my God. You know, in light of what we were talking about earlier, maybe not. Maybe not.
Nobody's happy to hear that during a plug.
No.
Joe just shakes his head. Where's the professionalism?
Where did it go?
Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli in Chester, New York. They bring the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever, ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has a perfect schmear for your bagels. They feature an extensive variety of cream cheese and spreads, even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique deli specials like the zombie, which is made of potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. I know what he means!
Oh,
or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Oh, by the way, when it said pork and kraut, if you read that real quickly on the menu yesterday.
It does look like pork and kraut.
They had this where we're considering doing the show. They had on the thing. It was pork and kraut. I read it real quick. I'm like, it's pork and kraut. Ooh, Germans. Anyway, back to Goldberg's. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagel and kosher-style deli is great when you want to eat out or order in. Have them cater your next special event. Goldberg's delivers every time. Open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. on the weekends. You go to 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505, and don't forget to tell me you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's, and you get 10% off. Surf Easy's VPN for your iPhone, Android, or computer is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. Surf Easy wraps all of your data in bank-grade encryption. We were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Prevents your hackers, snoops, and even your ISP from spying on your online activities. Use it to secure public Wi-Fi hotspots or anytime you want to remain private. Surf Easy also hides your location, IP address, and other trackable information from the websites you visit. Take back control of your online privacy today with a free account from Surf Easy, or you can sign up at surfeasy.com or download their favorite app. Download from your favorite app store, excuse me. Sidesplitting Productions, my company. You go to sidesplittingproductions.com. You want a comedian, murder mystery, DJ, band, keyboardist to make snarky comments, whatever you need. celebrity impersonators. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com or call up 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. You can talk to me. Joe, where are you going to be this week?
I will be in my element. I'll be working at a Republican fundraiser in Philadelphia on Friday night.
Right guy, wrong city. Makes no sense. All right, this Wednesday, June 11th at Andiamon Hallworth, New Jersey. You want to go to Andiamon Hallworth? Frank Vignola is your headline. It's got a great show. You got Ted Daniels and Adam Oleonsis. If you want to go for tickets, call 201-384-1551. 201-384-1551. Or go to andiamorestaurant.net. Great food. Going to be a great show. You're going to want to check that out. Yeah. Also, this Wednesday, if you're not in Jersey, happen to be in New York City, I'm going to be performing at the Gotham Comedy Club.
Oh, I didn't realize you were doing that.
Yeah, sometimes they let me in.
Watching the curtain, what comes out behind the curtain, very carefully.
What do you mean?
With the hand?
With the hand.
Oh, that's a different comedy club.
Oh, okay.
Same city.
Oh, okay.
Same potential for disaster.
Beg your pardon.
Stupid
man.
Has a microphone.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There could still be a transsexual behind that curtain.
By the way, quick story.
Yeah.
So the same person that hired me for that gig.
Right.
And one of the performers on that show, I was working for that performer at another gig this past weekend. While I was on stage, the lights went out several times during my set, and they stayed out.
Really?
And then the mic after me went out, and then there was a...
Oh, my God.
Because they didn't walk a plant across the stage while you were up there.
Move some furniture. By the way, Tom wants to know. He says, Jesus, Joe, what's next, a Klan fundraiser in Harlem? What are you doing?
Who books that?
Who books that, he says.
So, so I'll be at Gotham Comedy Club. I'll be performing on a fundraiser for an animal rescue, Stewie to the Rescue. If you want to go see me Wednesday night in New York City, 212-367-9000, 212-367-9000. So a lot of comedy for you this Wednesday, and Joe on the weekend if you're a Republican in Philly, so there's going to be like six of them.
Mm-hmm. They'll all gather
around. They're all rounded up in one place so the Democrats can attack.
We're going to be huddled together in a corner, and I'll just make the comic relief.
Gather, circle the wagons.
Yeah.
Fun show tonight. All you dads out there, are you good quality dads?
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to the good ones.
Thank you guys for hanging out in the den pen and listening wherever you're listening. We appreciate that. Always love having you guys with us. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.
Good
we are
night
out.
And thanks good for night. Listening. Have a great week.